Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Pirelli tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studio.
We'll do it live!
TireRack.com will help you get there wherever there may be. They've got an unmatched selection. Fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers.
Wow.
TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. And this right here, the Odd Couple, is the way sports talk radio should be. So keep it locked here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or SiriusXM Channel 83. However you may be listening, for the next 3 hours, you won't be disappointed. We got lots to get into. Of course, it is an NFL football Monday. Although we will talk some college football about Colorado, of course, Coach Prime. Tough weekend for them. But let me welcome in my partner, Mr. Rob Parker. What's up, man?
You must have made a lot of money over the weekend because you guaranteed Colorado winning, didn't you?
How would that make me money?
No, I'm just kidding.
I didn't guarantee. I picked them. But you know, I'm not putting money down like you. I don't just give away my money.
No, I know.
You do.
You're smart. You
give away it on gambling. You give away at your night spots you like to go to.
All kinds of stuff.
You just got money to burn.
Well, maybe sometime. But I will say this. I do want to send real quick a shout out to Southern Connecticut State University and CC Sabathia, who entertained me, of course, Chris, Friday night when I missed the show. And it was a great program there. Thank you to the people at Southern that had me there. CC was great. The crowd seems to enjoy it. And a special thanks to Greg Bernard, who is in charge of alumni, the Alumni Association, Chris. And he always takes care of me when I go back to New Haven. And then I had a big dinner with about 10, 11 friends. So it was great. Great weekend and ready to go.
That's great. Let's introduce the Odd Couple crew. On the ones and the twos, of course, DJ Alex Tyshirt, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan. Running things, the super producer is here, Rob G. On the updates.
Hey, Steve.
Our man Steve DeSagrin, of course, on social media, none other than the great Elijah.
Wait a minute. Sabrina. He's in here. He's in the studio with me. Come here, Elijah. Get on the camera.
Wow.
Real quick. Chris, say hi to Elijah. He's here, believe it or not.
Elijah, what's up, brother?
He said, what's
How
up,
you brother? Doing, man?
Oh, say something,
Good
Elijah.
To see you,
We're
my man.
The radio.
How's it going? Good to see you, Chris.
Good to see you, brother.
He's just going to wave or whatever. I'm like, dude, this is the radio. Talk to him. All right. All good.
All right, Rob. Man, where to begin? The Denver Broncos. Rob, I'm just going to put it out there. They got beat 70-20 by the Miami Dolphins. Now, we know Miami is all of that. But 70 points? Rob, what do you make of the Denver Broncos giving up 70 freaking points? I used to cover NBA games with Cavaliers under Mike Fratello, the Knicks sometimes under Jeff Van Gundy, where they wouldn't score 70 points. And here they go doing it in a football game. Your thoughts?
At first, when I saw the score, I thought it was Dodger playoff pitching when I saw the score.
That was got a big laugh out of that.
Well, he told me to get Kawhi ready, Chris.
Yeah.
Thank you, Alex. It sounded perfect, though. It was
Thank
very
you.
Good.
How'd you know when the joke was coming?
What?
You just wait for Rob to laugh.
That's right. I'll laugh at it. And Rob G, can you pull that off? I got to send it to Dodger friends. Okay. Anyway, Chris, here we go. I don't know if you're in Denver or you're in the ownership or the fan base or whatever, and you saw what happened with Sean Payton and that team, Chris. I'm here to tell you, I know it's three games in. After watching that performance and what went on, I'm convinced that the players have quit on Sean Payton.
Wow!
I'm not even kidding you, Chris.
Wow.
I believe that. You know how hard it is to give up 70 points in an NFL game?
Well, I'm going to interject in it because I want to ask you about to expound on that. Because I was talking on First Things First today with Coach Eric Mangini, Nick Wright, Kevin Wiles, the co-host. And I said it looked like it. Because, if you look at a lot of those touchdowns, Raheem Mostert, I mean, it was 2-3 Broncos getting hands on them with opportunities to tackle them before they scored. Like, their tackling was junior high-level tackling. And I said, I cannot fathom that after just three games, they've already quit on Sean Payton. So I get what you saw, but explain to me. I just don't see how that could happen, Rob, after just three games, especially with a guy that, regardless of how things are going now, has a reputation as a top-level coach. How do you think – do you really believe that? Because
I'll give you an example.
It's hard for me to fathom.
It happened with Urban Meyer in Jacksonville. Chris, he came with a resume suitable for framing. Yeah. How could you not look at Urban Meyer and not think that this is a football god as far as coaching, right? And all the success that he had comes down to Jacksonville, Chris, where they have little to no expectations, and that thing went south almost right away. It can happen. If guys don't believe in what you're doing, and I this guy came in with the bravado, Chris. You remember, I want $40 million a year or whatever it was, the greatest coach and all this kind of bravado. He's sitting there on Colin's couch ripping everybody left and right, then he's going to rip Nathaniel Hackett. Chris, we got it. He did a bad job. That's why, Sean Payton, you got the job, because he did a bad job, and he did one thing coaches never do. They never critique that guy, Chris, even if it's true. There's no reason to do it. There's a thing called karma. Who's done the worst coaching job in the NFL history now? It's Sean Payton. How could he be on a team with Russell Wilson and some of the players on that Denver Broncos, Chris, that last year – had they averaged 17 points a game, would have been 9-1. You remember the start? They couldn't score to save their lives. And for that proud franchise and that proud defense to give up 70 points that easily tells me or leads me to believe that they've quit on Sean Payton. I don't even know what I was watching. 70 points? You're right, Chris. It's an old Pistons game from the 90s.
Rob, look, it was, I mean, they took Tua Tagovailoa and the rest of the starters out early in the fourth quarter. Heck, if they had kept going for it, they might have reached 100. I mean, really. Look, I hear you. Urban Meyer, that is one example of how a coach lost the team immediately. I would say the difference is, one, he had obviously done his at the college level. And, you know, it's a different ballgame. You don't always get that respect at the NFL level just because you got it done in college. He also, as you and I have discussed, brought in the strength and training coach from Iowa who had been accused of racism. That probably, you know, rubbed guys the wrong way. He brought in Tim Tebow, who was not only not a tight end, but a quarterback, and was several years removed from even playing bad football in the NFL. Brought him in to maybe make the team as a tight end. So I think those are some key differences. And then, of course, when Meyer really lost the squad for good, Rob, was when he stayed behind. Remember, they got beat, and he stayed behind in Ohio and was hanging out, and the woman's on his lap and all that stuff, and the team went back home. So, but I will give you this. Sean Payton did come in arrogant.
He was arrogant. Yeah, you got to admit it, Chris.
There's no doubt. And I don't totally discount what you're saying because, like I said, it looks like it. That defense, Rob, was top 10 total defense the past 2 years.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Obviously, they're dead last now after giving up 756 yards and 70 points. But they're last in school in both categories of defense, points allowed and yards allowed. And even if you want to, people I'm sure want to jump on Vance Joseph, the defensive coordinator. Look, who hired him, right? Sean Payton hired him. And so at the end of the day, the buck stops with Sean Payton. Rob, whether they've actually quit on him or not, he deserves the lion's share of the blame. There is no question about it. His guys can't tackle. They had two touchdowns that they had that were called back because of penalties. I mean, the offense is actually playing better. You certainly can't put – Russell Wilson's not looking like the guy in Seattle, but he's looking much better than he did a year ago. Like, you can't really put all this on Russ. And it seems that way. Rob, these are grown men. These are grown men, and I don't know what he's doing, you know, at practices and if he's rubbing guys the wrong way. Does seem like he's to blame whether they've quit on him or not.
And here's some things, Chris. 8 missed tackles week 1, 11 in week 2, and then an ungodly 24 missed tackles in game 3. Look at the
24 and Rob.
That's more than, that was more than the previous 2 weeks. And look at those numbers. A lot of that, Chris, comes with effort too.
No, right.
You know that.
I agree.
That's why you have to look at it. And if I'm ownership, I'm very concerned. And you know what?
Let me say this.
I'm going to say how you fix this. I would, if I have to live with him for 1 year, Chris, you know what you do? If you don't want to fire him and give him all that loot.
Yeah, you don't.
You trade him. Find out. Call the Chargers. Do you want him? Trade him. Give me a draft pick. I'll take a bag of eight footballs and a draft pick, and you can have him. He can go to the Chargers when they fire Brandon Staley.
It's just
a matter of time on that one.
I agree. That's the job he wanted anyway.
Right.
Understandably, but still, I agree. I can't fire him. There's no way I'm paying him all that money, you know, to go away. But to your point, make a call on the low.
And say, hey, you want
him? Yeah. I mean, look, and we're going to get to it, Rob. I'm not being fooled by this Brandon Staley stuff. He should still get fired. He got so lucky that they won that game,
Chris,
despite him. We're going to get to that later,
and the other one, remember last year in Cleveland, did the same exact thing.
Yeah,
and
the kicker
missed the field goal. You remember they should have lost that game. He's lucky.
Yeah, this wasn't no aberration, he just made a bet. This is part of what he does. And so I'm with you on that. But, yeah, I think you're right. If I'm the Broncos, you know, I'm watching him closely now. I'm watching him – more than anybody to see if has he lost them already? And then I'm making calls with the Chargers or somebody else.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Pauly Fusco here with Tony Fusco.
Yo.
Of course, you know us as the host of the number one rated show in all of sports talk, the Pauly and Tony Fusco Show.
Yeah.
Now, the suits at Fox Sports Radio gave us this airtime because they wanted us to tell you how great our show is.
Why?
Yeah, instead of us doing that, let's just let our millions of fans do the talking.
Yeah, play the tape.
You don't know crap about sports. I mean, why am I even on this crap?
Whoa. That's the wrong tape.
Wrong tape.
Just forget that. Look, listen to the Pauly and Tony Fusco Show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
We also mentioned Zach Wilson, who, you know, played poorly, to say the least, in yesterday's game. The Jets, of course, lost to the New England Patriots 15-10. Zach Wilson, the number two pick, the much maligned number two pick at this point, 18 for 36, that's 50%, not good at all by today's standards. That's 4.4 yards per attempt, Rob. I mean, that's atrocious. For 157 yards, no touchdowns, no picks. That's the good news, no picks. And Joe Namath, the legendary Joe Namath, Rob, he weighed in on, was this from the Michael K show?
Yeah,
I heard. I actually heard some of it live on my way home.
I never miss Michael K.
But here's what Joe Namath said about Zach Wilson.
And you brought up the coaching. How can a coach make things better for Zach?
How can a coach say the locker room's together? How many teams have we been on? Are you telling me there aren't some cats on the defensive side saying, whoa, man, what's wrong with you? Yeah, there's not all harmony in the locker room. And if there is, they need to get rid of the people. You got to get people in there that are competitors and want to fight to win. These guys don't have to be in love with each other. And if they're saying they're in love with each other, they're BSing you. And you got to get rid of them top to bottom.
What would you, if somebody handed you Zach Wilson and said, okay, Joe, make him better, what would you do?
Send him to Kansas City to back up against somebody like Mahomes. Maybe he'd learn something. I wouldn't keep him. You know, I've seen enough of Zach Wilson. All right. I've seen enough. Has quick feet, can throw a little bit, but I don't believe what's going on up there.
Rob, I'm with Broadway Joe.
He's spot on, Chris. I don't know how old is Broadway Joe. He's still got the pantyhose on and the full-length mink coat. I mean, in his heyday, heyday in his 70s, Chris, that's what he wore. You remember he wore pantyhose?
I know.
He's 80 years old, and Chris, he was fluid and made total sense at 80. He really did. Because he's right. Nobody in there. If everybody's singing Kumbaya and holding hands and everything's going to be all right with Zach Wilson. Enough with the Zach Wilson. He can't play. What part don't people see, Chris? This is, he can't play.
I'm with you. I mean, and Rob, you know I was all for giving him a shot.
No, I know. You wanted to give him a shot.
Give him a shot. He's gotten a shot. It is too – and what I love best, Rob, is what he said in that first clip about the locker room. Rob, these dudes worked their tail off. They worked all training camp, all offseason, and they played through the first three games. It is – you can't ask them to basically go through the motions for the next 14 games.
And
it's not fair.
100%.
Give them a chance to win.
And they can't, as good as their defense is, Chris, they can't pitch a shutout every week. That's what they need to do to win.
You can't. Right, exactly.
Pitch a shutout?
I don't care how good the defense is. You got to have a quarterback. You got to put at least a capable quarterback. We're not expecting you to go out and get another Aaron Rodgers.
No, he ain't available. And this is the thing. This is why I was saying, Chris, and I know I was saying the Jets management and front office, they blew this. You had to have an alternative. And it can't be the guy who you publicly humiliated last year and said couldn't play. Like, you couldn't bring him back. I know about the cap restrictions and all this other stuff, Chris, but he couldn't have been your second choice. That's how you wreck a season in case your 39-year-old quarterback gets hurt. And forget, nobody would have imagined, Chris, that he would miss the whole season, but there was a chance that Aaron Rodgers could have missed three or four games. Am I right? At some point.
No, they're definitely.
That was a real thing.
Absolutely. And with that offense, and that's another place they screwed up, Rob, is they didn't prioritize offensive line. You didn't prioritize offensive line. And I look, like I said, you and I disagree on the, you know, Zach as a backup. Yes, they definitely said they couldn't, you know, they didn't trust him last year. They benched him several times.
Remember, they benched him for four different guys. That's how much trust they had in him.
But I just think that, you know, he's too young to give up on it, or he was. You felt like, look, Aaron will come in. He can learn at his feet. Remember, we talked about Jordan Love. Jordan Love's playing well. They're 2-1. In Green Bay, he wasn't ready a year or two ago. So you can learn, but the fact is he wasn't with Aaron long enough to learn. If indeed he's capable, right, of playing the quarterback at this level. Rob, you've been much more of a Carson Wentz fan than me.
Yep.
But at this moment in time, go get Carson Wentz. Look, first of all, if I could trade for Kirk Cousins, I would. If Minnesota's ready to say, look, this ain't our year, I would try that, but assuming they're not giving up Kirk Cousins, Rob, Carson Wentz, last year with Washington, 11 touchdowns, 9 picks, that's a bad year. Year before that, Rob, in Indy, people thought he didn't have a good year. 27 touchdowns, 7 interceptions.
No, he had a good year until that in the playoff game. Remember, they had the stinker in the playoff game.
Yep.
Against Jacksonville. That was it. He played well.
He's had other years, Rob, 33 touchdowns, 7 interceptions, 21 touchdowns, 7 picks.
He's had success.
27 touchdowns, 7 picks. And that's the thing is, nobody's saying he's a Pro Bowl quarterback at this point. He's only 30, though. And, Rob, the numbers I just threw out, what we can't even envision a world in which Zach Wilson would put up those numbers.
And here's another Zach Wilson note. You ready? Here are the three guys, Chris, who they played over Zach Wilson last year. Joe Flacco, out of the league. That guy, Chris Streveler, is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah, Streveler.
Streveler, out of the league. And Mike White, who's a backup. Those are the three guys.
They'd be better off right now with Mike White.
I mean, you're right, Chris.
In
I hate to say
Miami.
It. He's in Miami as a backup. He got to play because they took out Tua. But I'm just saying, those are the three guys they played over him. Two of them are out of the league. And one is a backup. So it tells you where Zach Wilson, they gave it the old college try. Robert Saleh, I guess he has nothing. He doesn't know what to say, Chris. Joe Namath, 80 years old, telling people he's seen enough of Zach Wilson. I'm good with that. Thank you, Joe.
The other thing is this, Rob. Garrett Wilson, who we all know how good he is. I'm just going to say it, Rob. If I'm a receiver with Garrett Wilson's ability, I'm sitting in New York saying, yo, man, and I'm not saying he might not be as good as Justin Jefferson, but in his mind, right? He's like, man, I see Justin Jefferson. I see Tyreek Hill. I see George Pickens. I see all these receivers doing all these great things. I'm as good as them. And I can't even get the dude to throw me a decent pass. You think he's going to want to stay in New York if they can't get him a quarterback? They got to think about all this stuff, Rob.
Right. Your career, Chris, and your potential of everything that happens, your earning potential, your chance at a MVP, your
right.
chance at going to the Hall of Fame. You don't want to be in that situation where they can't get the quarterback situation right.
Right. Right. So they got to fix this and fast.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
And look, the biggest story, maybe in sports, Rob, going into this weekend, was, of course, Deion Sanders and what he'd done at Colorado University. Take a team that was 1-11 a year ago. He becomes a head coach. They start 3-0, beat 17th-ranked TCU, which was in the national championship game last year. And we knew this would be the big test, at least their first one, against, or maybe second one, if you want to say TCU was a test. But 10th-ranked Oregon in Eugene, Oregon. I picked Colorado to win. Initially, I was thinking, they'll lose, but it'll be close. And then I said, you know what? I'm going with the win. And boy, oh boy, was I wrong. 42-6. 35-0 at half, Rob. And it could have been a Denver situation had Oregon really pushed it. They said they weren't satisfied at halftime. But I don't know, Rob. It felt like they kind of, just took their foot off the gas. But whatever the case, they won 42-6. And after the game, which obviously wasn't competitive at all, the big story was Dan Lanning, the Oregon coach, and his pregame speech. Here it is.
Rooted in substance, not flash. Rooted in substance. Today, we talk with our pads. You talk with your helmet, right? Every moment. The Cinderella story is over, man, right? They're fighting for clicks. We're fighting for wins. There's a difference, right? There's a difference, right? This game ain't going to be played in Hollywood. It's going to be played on the grass, right? It's going to be played on the grass. Let's go.
I love that speech, though. I got to tell you, I love that speech. Because if you got to fire up your team, Chris, and you use what's been working for, and it's the University of Colorado. But if you're going to do that, Chris, and you want to fire up your team, you know what I mean? Like, that's the That's the thing. Make the difference between them. They got all the headlines. Everybody's in there. Lil Wayne's having a concert. All the stars are flying to Boulder. They didn't even know where Boulder was.
ESPN is there. We're going to be there. Fox Sports next week. It
might
crazy.
Be too late, you know, by the time y'all get there.
Speak and Undisputed are going.
That's what I'm saying. But
we're not, I guess, because we're in New York.
Right. They're going for when? For what?
They're going Friday. They're going to be Friday. I know. It's kind of like.
What, a USC game?
Too little, too late.
Well, you plan it out thinking, well, maybe they might. And they were probably going off of your prediction, saying Chris has predicted them. So let's book the tickets because Chris said they were going to win.
It'll be a while before they trust my prediction.
Yeah, I know. Not that one. But Chris, you know what? The only thing I'm going to say, I wasn't surprised to go to Eugene and try to win. I didn't see it. I really didn't, and it's no disrespect to what Colorado has done to this point, because it has been impressive, Chris, to start the season against TCU, and I get it. And then who'd they play? Nebraska,
which isn't good. A great team anymore. But, you know, it's Nebraska's still a Power 5 team.
And then Colorado State, remember, they struggled. They did get the win. Yep. It was exciting, but they struggled. And they were 21.5-point favorites against Colorado State, and they needed overtime and a miracle to win that.
Oh, yeah.
So that's definitely another sign that was like, oh, okay. But here's the only thing I'm going to say. Now, you know, like the pushback is like, even in Deion has handled everything top shelf.
He was not critical of the coach's speech.
No. That was a great speech, Chris. That's what you're supposed to motivate the kids. He didn't demean Deion or those other players. He just talked about, let us know what the difference is here. You know what I mean? I thought that speech was on the money.
Let me say this because we're going to probably move past the speech. I agree. And people out there... I don't know, but apparently some people had a problem with it. Stop it.
Stop.
If you've ever been, I mean, you're right. He's motivating his kids. Coaches say much worse. And fine. It's about motivating your team. Now, there are a couple issues. I wouldn't even say issues. I'll just point out some inconsistencies maybe. One is that Deion himself is substance. Now, he's flash, too, right? There's no doubt. But you can be both. He is substance and he is flash. Dr. J was substance and flash. Magic Johnson, Michael Jordan, Kobe. Like, there are a lot of guys that mix substance with flash. So, but I get it in a pregame speech, right? I'm not getting that intricate. I'm just going, right. So, I ain't mad at him. I'm just saying Deion is substance, too. But he is flash. And the other thing is, Oregon is substance and flash. You seen their basketball courts? I mean, it's like, what in the world is that on the court?
Don't they have like a million uniforms?
It's ridiculous. They got all these uniforms, the bright colors. It's Nike. It's a running ad for Nike. So they're flash too. But again, I get it. So I'm with you, Rob. Anybody that was an insult, stop it.
And here's the other one.
I'm so sick of everybody who people can't say anything anymore.
Right. He didn't say anything.
He said this.
Right.
I mean, come on.
And here's the other thing, too, that I thought was weird by Deion, where, you know, after you get your butt kicked or whatever, then he goes, well, everybody, the coaches are out to beat me, not the kids. What is that, Chris?
I think he's right.
No.
I mean, do you need to say it as a question? But he's the one, the kids are the one getting beat, right? They're the ones taking the pain and the punishment. But don't you think, I mean, it is about him.
No, but Chris, it's still, if you're Oregon, you don't want to be that school that they come up, this team that won one game last year, come up to Eugene. I'm just saying, you're trying to win the game. And if the school's not up to par, good enough, you're going to ram it down their throat. That's what he did. I don't think they was like, oh, no, we got to win 42-6 Deion. That's the only way we're going to. No, I don't think that was the message. They wanted to beat him and beat him good, don't get me wrong. But I don't care who was coaching. If they were the one getting all the attention and all the accolades.
Well, that's the thing. But why are they getting the attention? It's because of
I get it. But you still want to win the game. And the other thing, too, Deion's kids going to the middle and all that and doing that pregame stuff, then you got to take your medicine when you lose. You can't have it both ways.
No,
it both ways.
I think, Rob, and I don't know this. Look, TCU is now 3-1. Texas, the reason I thought Colorado could win was because Oregon has struggled with Texas Tech. They were down with less than 2 minutes left to play in that game, came back to win. But Texas Tech is 1-3. And TCU is now, they beat SMU and Houston, not juggernauts, but still legitimate, you know, Power 5 teams. I'm wondering, Rob, after these last two games for Colorado, I don't know. I'm just thinking out loud.
Okay.
I wonder, did TCU take Colorado lightly, right? Thinking, you know, they're 1-11 last year. Yeah, they're hyped because of their coach, but he's not playing, you know. And secondly, Colorado, because of the hype now, is getting everybody's A-plus game.
Nobody's going to take them lightly or sleep on them, Chris. And that's what happens when you win and B, the hype that's involved in it. There's no doubt about it.
Colorado State brought their absolute best.
Thank you.
Oregon brought their absolute best. And here's the problem, Rob. Colorado ain't, they're getting like championship level treatment, right? Like if you play Alabama or Georgia or somebody like that, you're bringing your A game every time. Well, now that's happening to Colorado. The difference is they don't have that level of team.
Right.
So if USC is like, we're bringing our A game.
You don't think USC?
They can score 50 or 60 points on you.
Exactly. You think that they're going, Lincoln Riley and USC going to be asleep or think they're going to sleepwalk through a game against Colorado? Absolutely not. Well, they're going to be like, you saw what we just saw?
Right.
That's what we're going to do.
Well, and Rob, they also, and understandably, you programs and probably players and coaches are also like, man, they getting all the publicity. They getting all the hype. They the biggest sport in sports. We are way better than them.
Right.
You don't think USC? USC. Best player in the country, Caleb Williams. You don't think they're going to be like, everybody's watching us.
Yep.
That's the thing. Everybody's going to be watching us. We're going to show them how great we are. Oregon hasn't gotten this much attention all year. And that's a part of it. And let me say this before we go, Rob, about the speech. Part of that speech, too, and Deion and others have, in my view, rightly stated that coaches are worried about Deion because they know, especially in today's climate where it's NIL, teams can pay players, you know, NIL deals, they're different for different schools. And with a guy like Deion and his stature and his ability to get, you know, endorsers and marketers and all that, like, he's going to be able to get big-time NIL deals for kids. He's going to get great players there at Colorado. And I think these coaches are definitely worried about it. And one of the reasons, like, that speech, part of it, too, was like, I want to show these kids that we're still a much better program. Like, they can have all of that, but if you want to be on a better team, come here. Like, we're going to beat them up, and really they want to show kids that's still not a top program. I don't think it'll work because I think they will be a top program, but I think these coaches want to show them that's not a top program.
Right. Well, if they go the other way, you know, and lose – 6 or 7 in a row, they'll have to also, it won't be as easy of a sell.
No, they, it won't be
you know
as
what
easy.
I mean? I'm not
I
saying
still
it won't
think
be
they'll a, probably be able to get some.
Yeah,
but
it
yeah,
won't
it
be
won't
as
be
easy because they won't be going where these other big schools are going.
No doubt.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Roger that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at CedarPoint.com.